Minnesota leaders demand federal payment for ice damage. From Fox News on Fox and Friends Weekend, about 4 minutes. Minnesota Democrats are sending the Trump administration a bill for what they call damage done by ice enforcement operations, and the reaction from Trump world is exactly what you'd expect. Section 1, the demand. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Minnesota leaders are calling on the federal government to pay for the economic fallout they say was caused by Operation Metro Surge, the massive ice enforcement operation that swept through the Twin Cities in January. The numbers they're throwing around are significant. As one Minnesota leader put it, we see $300 million in economic impact in January alone. Section 2, Operation Metro Surge wraps up. The backdrop to all of this is that Tom Homan, the border czar, has announced that Operation Metro Surge has officially ended. The large footprint of ICE officers has been withdrawn from the Minneapolis area, though some agents remain in place to continue routine immigration enforcement. The headline number from the operation is striking. ICE says they nabbed 4,000 criminal aliens during the surge. Section 3, Lara Trump fires back. Lara Trump, who joined Fox and Friends Weekend to react, did not hold back. She called it pretty rich that Minnesota leaders suddenly care about money. Her counter was pointed. Where were the leaders in Minnesota when billions of American taxpayer dollars were stolen because of rampant fraud? She asked, referencing the widely reported pandemic relief fraud cases in the state. Section 4, the bigger political picture. This segment captures a very specific moment in the ongoing political war over immigration enforcement. What is interesting is that both sides are using the same events to tell completely different stories. For Minnesota Democrats, the ICE surge was a disruptive federal action that hurt their economy and their communities, and they deserve compensation. Key takeaways. First, Minnesota Democrats led by Mayor Jacob Frey are demanding the Trump administration reimburse the city for what they say is $300 million in economic damage caused by ICE operations in January. Second, Operation Metro Surge has officially ended, with ICE claiming 4,000 criminal alien arrests, though some agents remain for ongoing enforcement.